Hello， 通勤家族，感谢大家在 Apple Podcast 上的五星评论以及留言鼓励，也欢迎大家有节目建议或者技术问题可以来信到 ask15mins@gmail.com。由于 Apple Podcast 只提供单向留言，John老师就无法回应留言或者是与你互动咯。All right, let's start with today's Daily English Shadowing article. Hollywood's last real movie star. The helicopter had the star's name painted on it, the letters coming into focus as it landed on the retired aircraft carrier, which was adorned for the occasion with an expansive red carpet and a smattering of fighter jets. Tom Cruise, Top Gun, Maverick. It couldn't have been anyone. Decked out in a slim-fitting suit, his hair a little shaggier, and his face a little craggier than when he first played Lieutenant Pete Maverick Mitchell more than 3 decades ago. Cruise took to the stage on the USS Midway, while Harold Faltermeyer's iconic theme music played in the background. Gesturing to the spectacle around him, including the crowd of fans and media members, Cruise said, "This moment right here, to see everybody at this time, no masks, everyone, this is pretty epic." It also felt like a time capsule. The 3-hour promotional escapade, which included a batch of F-18 fighter jets executing a flyover to the sound of a Lady Gaga song from the film, harkened back to the halcyon days of Hollywood glamour. Days when Disney didn't think twice about shuttling an aircraft carrier from San Diego to Hawaii for the premiere of Michael Bay's Pearl Harbor in 2001. That kind of extravagance seems almost unthinkable today, when the streaming algorithm and its accompanying digital marketing efforts have replaced the old-fashioned boots-on-the-ground publicity tour with stars circumnavigating the globe, and studios spending millions to turn movie openings into cultural events. Making these events go were the film's megastars. They are the kind of stars who no longer really exist. Now it's the characters that count. 3 actors have portrayed Spider-Man, and 6 have donned the Batman cowl for the big screen. Audiences have shown up for all of them. The Avengers may unite to huge box office returns, but how much does it matter who's wearing the tights? Yet there is Cruise, trundling along as if the world hasn't changed at all. He's the last remaining global star who still only makes movies for movie theaters. He hasn't ventured into streaming. There's a moment in Top Gun Maverick where Ed Harris, playing Maverick's superior, tells him, "The end is inevitable. Your kind is headed to extinction." And Cruise, still holding on to the brash self-confidence that made him a movie star 4 decades ago, grins at him and replies, "Maybe so, sir, but not today." There are plenty of people in the movie industry who hope he's right. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语， Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。